The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, broadcasting from our world headquarters, University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, in the New Devil's Lair, the Solidarity Realty Studios. Loving it in this joint. Now that the phones are working, especially because I love talking to you fine people, when you dial us, 844-967-2789. The topic, at least for the moment, what's going on in Ottawa, the truckers, you know, making a miserable mess of the downtown of Ottawa, Canada. Well, they're probably coming here next. And we have seen big protests, and many of our audience members have participated, at least here in the state of Wisconsin, in those protests. And I'd love to hear from some of you. What's your opinion? Right or wrong, they're probably coming. 844-967-2789. My pal Profane Ronnie, she's always right until she starts swearing. How you doing, sister?
Oh, good, good. Just a quick thought on the trucker thing, and then I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
With the trucker thing, it's ridiculous.
How so? What's so the ridiculous part?
The ridiculous part is, in Canada, 90% of Canadians are vaccinated, including Canadian truckers. So they're boycotting that they have to get vaccinated, even though all but 10% of Canadians are vaccinated. I mean, that's
But how many of these, Ronnie, are potentially Trump-loving, anti-vaxxer American truckers that find themselves crossing an international border as part of their daily work? Or they can cross the border because, you know, God forbid, some foreign country tells them to get vaccinated.
Well, and you know what? Good. Get vaccinated. And any American trucker that is up there, the first question should be, are you really vaccinated? And can I actually check with the health department? And, oh, you have a fake vaccine card? Sorry, you're arrested, you know? And I mean, so, like, if I were the authorities, I would absolutely be looking at every single American because we have all those fake vaccine cards. I mean, the whole thing is just so stupid. And it is. It has been brought up. It's not a grassroots thing. It was totally brought up by, you know, nefarious beings. So the whole thing is just stupid, and it pisses me off, especially that.
Keep it clean. Quick one before I let you go, Ronnie. No, you didn't swear. I would have dumped you. Oh. But here's a quick question. Coming to your town on Monday, going to party with my little buddy Dominic, and I got some other people trying to meet me out for drinks in Waukesha on Monday night.
Oh.
Ronnie, where can I drink and swear in the same location in downtown Waukesha? Because the one place we've gone to, they don't care for profane sorts like you and I, sister.
Yeah, I would say probably right across the street. There's a place called Taylor's People's Park.
Oh,
and
okay.
maybe that would be better. Hang up on me yet.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, we'll take it to the streets, but
yeah.
Other than hitting me up for a sponsorship of the Postal Carriers event later this spring, what else do you need, Ronnie?
No, I would never ask you that on air.
No, you bailed me correspondence, and I'll put me down for like 75. But anyways, continue, please.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. So tonight I am having a union meeting, and I am putting up a couple of posters. And one of them is for Devil Radio, and this is for Southeast Wisconsin. I'm a representative. And so it's 92.7 FM, and it's WTTN 1580 AM in Columbus.
Correct.
And it's the Shaw 101.1 FM in Waukesha.
Yep.
And the Devil Radio app, right?
Well, and WAUK 540 AM. That's the big one.
That's why I'm asking, because I knew I was forgetting something. Hang on, let me write that down.
And Ronnie, here's the greatest part, and I am glad that you brought up the Devil Radio app, because the Devil Radio app now allows you to choose, would you rather listen to the Waukesha feed, or would you rather listen to the Madison feed? And come Monday, they will be different feeds, meaning some of the programming will vary during the course of the day. So, like, if you want to hear 3 hours of Earl Ingram from 8 to 11, you got to tune into the Waukesha feed. However, here in Madison, where Stephanie Miller's been on the airwaves for 15 years and she's beloved, well, here in Madison, they'll get their Stephanie Miller. But, you know, if you would prefer the other, well, now you can readily flip back and forth right on the Devil Radio app.
Okay, so it's WAUK. What's the number, AM?
Come on, sister. 540 AM. Go put it on your radio, glue it down, and keep it there forever. Always appreciate it. But now I'm going to start swearing profane, Ronnie. Have a great day, sister. We'll talk soon. Dean, and I understand you're a trucker, Dean. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Oh, I think this stuff up there is just way too political. Like Profane said, supposedly 80 to 90% of the people up there are vaccinated. Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be all about freedom, blah, blah, blah. You can see that the numbers are coming down. People are starting to relax their vaccine stuff, you know. And if this is actually about freedom, 5-6 years ago when we had to start running electronic laws, that took more freedom away from truck drivers.
And how so, Dean?
You didn't hear one word. Because if you got to sit in a shipper's or receiver place for 3-4 hours, your clock was constantly running. You couldn't stop your clock and bring your day on after that, like we used to with paper logs and stuff. Once you start your day, you had so many hours to get your work done. And if you got hung up in a snowstorm, something, your work didn't get done. It was just...
Dean, is there a limitation? My understanding, truckers are only allowed to drive a certain number of hours per week. Is that the problem when you've got the electronic logs and you're sitting at a port waiting for someone to fill up your truck? You basically lose some of your road hours? Am I understanding that right? Or is that not really the problem here, Dean?
No, that's the problem. That's the problem with the electronic logs. You get out, you start your truck and start rolling at 7 o'clock in the morning. You have 14 hours to get your work done. 10 and a half hours of driving time. So it gives you what? 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours in a dock. If you got a drop hook, whatever. So if you get hung up in a dock, your clock doesn't stop, you know, and that was the biggest freedom I think truckers lost was with that. And like I said, you didn't hear a word about it then, you know.
Dean,
I guess that's the way it's going
to
be.
Well, Dean, in regards to the supply chain issues we hear about, and obviously it's all Joe Biden's fault if you listen to Fox News. But part of that, my understanding is we've lost a lot of truckers, not through attrition, but through drug testing, more comprehensive drug testing. Do I have any of that part right, Dean? You know, I'm not really familiar. My only experience with the Teamsters or the trucks are when the Teamsters pull up their big truck. So, Dean, did we lose a bunch of truckers also to more comprehensive drug testing? Because that feels like a loss of freedom, even if, you know, I would hope that the truckers would be sober behind the wheel. You know, did we lose a bunch of truckers, sir?
I don't think we lost them to that. We might not be able to get them because of that. You know, some young kids, they want to smoke dope on a weekend. Well, that's fine and dandy, but you can't do that. You know, if you're going to, truck driving is a lifestyle. If you're going to commit to that, you know, you're committing to, what is it, 0.0, instead of 0.08, 0.04.
Oh, really?
Alcohol. Oh, yeah. No, you know, you can't just smoke a doobie on the weekend and then all of a sudden you're getting somebody hits you and you get drug tested. You're the first one to get drug tested. Hmm. Well, geez, I had a doobie 3 days ago and it shows up. So basically where you lost most of you was through the electronic logs. Many of the old timers quit. I know of one company up in north here. They lost 30% of their drivers when the electronic logs came in. They were getting close to retirement, but they just said, no, just throwing their hands up. I'm done with this. I don't need to be restricted with that. It's like having an ankle bracelet on.
Well, I'm sorry to cut you short, Dean. I have literally had the experience of wearing an ankle bracelet for like 3 weeks in college, and I found that quite restrictive of my freedoms. But that was kind of the point, Dean. 844-967-2789. Going back to the phones. Dick, probably out in the garage. Dick, welcome back. What do you got for us?
I absolutely am. And first of all, my bad for not congratulating you on this. It's
absolutely,
you know,
your bad, man. Say wonderful things about me constantly.
I am going to.
No, thanks for the kind words, Dick.
As a heart attack. I mean, you are what really is relevant for our side. You're kicking butt and taking prisoners. But to this thing, this whole thing is about, in my mind, if it's about effing Trump, or I mean Trump, Biden, then they're all down with it.
Yeah.
I mean, here's their answer to creating 6 million plus jobs in a year. Oh, boy, we better get out there and do something. You know, they have to always get the narrative to something else because... it's not working for them.
Dick, do you think this Canadian action is in direct response? I mean, I know it's anti-vaccine, but do you think in some way this is the Let's Go Brandon F. Joe Biden movement just north of the border?
Well, I think a lot of it is what you hear on national talk radio on your station, that there's a lot of big, you know, money behind it, and it's just all of a sudden. These people, first of all, too, you said something earlier that I'd like to respond to real quick, that about, you know, it might energize people.
Yeah.
It's going to energize our side, too, because I'll tell you what, I was down there, and I was not that type of person since high school back in 2010.
What's that, a rabble rouser? You had hung up your rabble rousing shoes until the uprising happened?
And 5 or 6 times I was down there. And I have a picture in the garage of the, you know, 100,000 when our people came back from Illinois.
And you know, they hated us for it, though, Dick. Republicans, I mean, hell, there are some Democrats that resented the protest actions. Oh, man. Somebody's trying to shut down your phone, Dick. I'm sorry, man. Your phone line just went bad. Apparently, Walker still got some control. 844-967-2789. Catherine from Madison. Welcome, Catherine. What do you got?
Oh, hi, Trude. I was just calling. I want to echo the previous caller and say congratulations to you for opening the studio. And what a fantastic time. It's your anniversary, and it's the anniversary of, I think, what got you started in having the radio station, isn't it? The Wisconsin Uprising?
Yeah, effectively it is. We were inspired in no small part by Act 10 and the Uprising. And it was it was really the breakdown in conversations, Catherine. That was the thing that bothered Dominic and I most, and Dominic's coming back on Monday. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a hell of a 10th anniversary party, but we couldn't have the same sort of political barstool conversations we had had our entire adult lives. I mean, for 20 years, we'd been hanging out on Friday nights, having a couple beers and talking too loud and probably swearing too much and talking politics. Mm-hmm. And we didn't always see eye to eye. But Catherine, that was the great part. I didn't have to agree with all my neighbors, and I certainly didn't judge people by whether they had an R or a D behind their name. Not until Scott Walker made me start judging people. And then it was, did you sign the recall? Are you on the list? Well, Catherine, I'm on the list. I suspect you might have been as well.
Yeah, I actually did come up for a lot of the protests, slept in the Capitol and so forth. But I do remember one thing that is appropriate to this whole thing going on, and that's that they were always claiming that they had outside agitators and people that were getting paid and so forth. And as you know, the Republicans often make a claim against the other side that they are doing what the Republicans actually do. You know,
I know, Catherine. Let's not forget, they showed the agitators right under the palm trees at the Wisconsin Capitol Square during the uprising. Palm trees. Get it?